Breaking news!
Oh man, this must be important!
107.7 The Bronx brings you your world in 2 minutes, full of world news, national news, rider news, and more from the top newsmakers on campus. You've come to the right place as we bring you the Bronx News Flash.
This is your Bronx News Flash, underwritten by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek at their everything is made from scratch or cooked to order menu online, it's cafe72ewing.com. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. On Friday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency over the spread of the polio virus. For a few months now, officials have been detecting the virus in multiple county sewage. Positive samples have been found in Nassau County, New York City, and Sullivan County, and other surrounding counties of New York City. The state of emergency will allow pharmacists and emergency health workers time to work on a vaccine. New York Health Commissioner Mary Bassett talked about the vaccine, urging New Yorkers to not accept any risk at all. The e-cigarette company Juul Labs has yet again found themselves in legal troubles, as after a 2-year investigation of the company's sales practices, the company has now agreed to pay nearly $440 million in a settlement. This will be spread between 33 states. Although they have not admitted to wrongdoings, they have been blamed for marketing their products to teens and not being truthful with the nicotine amount in their products. The company is still facing 9 other lawsuits in other states. Here's Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong.
Juul can no longer fund education programs in schools. Juul cannot depict persons in any marketing under the age of 35. They can't use cartoons. No paid product placement in movies or television shows. No sale of brand name merchandise. No sale of flavors not approved by the FDA. No more misrepresentations about nicotine quantity, public transportation advertising, social media advertising.
Over to Major League Baseball, the league's competition committee voted on Friday to ban shifts and instead start implementing the pitch clock in 2023. The rule will add a 15-second pitch clock and a 20-second clock when there are runners on bases. In the minor leagues, the rule has already been implemented, but for the MLB's sake, it's to hopefully speed up the game, especially towards the end of games where pitchers on average take more time throwing the ball, and batters tend to step out of the box. All the MLB players on the committee voted against the rule. But many through the league feel that it will make the games more exciting. Bronx News Flash is underwritten by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From handmade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pasta to fresh steaks, chops and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's borougheaterybar.com. I'm Alexander Young.
This has been the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx.
Oh man, that was pretty important stuff.
Missed your world in 2 minutes? You can listen to past episodes at 107.7thebronx.com/BronxNewsFlash on your favorite podcasting platforms. We'll see you next time as we get back to the biggest hits and best variety only on 107.7 The Bronx.
Sweet!